Last Friday, I dropped my head into one of the very first theaters I ever covered when I started the show, The Fountain Theater. And they are presenting their West Coast premiere of a timely and timeless theatrical journey, Freight, the five incarnations of Abel Green. J. Alphonse Nicholson from Broadway's A Soldier's Play and co-star on P-Valley, and that's on Stars and Netflix's They Cloned Tyrone's, reprises his off-Broadway tour de force star turn as five versions of an African-American everyman who travels through time in different incarnations, including a 19th-century minstrel, a faith healer, an FBI informant, a struggling actor, and an out-of-work mortgage broker. In each life, Abel is guided, distracted, helped, or hindered by a handful of characters with whom his destiny is forever intertwined. We meet each new iteration of Abel Green on a train, which changes in appearance and accordance in each time period and serves as a link between dimensions. The New York Times gives it a critic's pick and says that Mr. Nicholson transforms from one Abel to the next in front of us, distinct and entertaining. Written by Howard L. Kraft and directed by Joseph Megel.
The primary role of a scenic designer is to give the environment for the actor or the performer to play on the set based on the storyline, based on the character, based on the director's vision. My initial reaction, obviously, because it mentions in the script that it's a subway, but I wanted to create an environment that was a little bit more than just that. Abel Green's relationship to his environment is integral to each individual character that he's playing. We try through the use of not only set pieces and set decoration, but also costume and projection, lighting, will take us to different places, different time periods. We go all the way from early 1900s to the near future. So it's really exciting to be able to create something that all of that can play on. I like Alphonse's acting style because what he does is he dives right into it. And I see that he is an actor that is extremely, extremely versed in these particular characters. Working at the Fountain Theater has been amazing. I'm actually very, very excited for this second production that I've worked on. And it's nice to be able to be a part of a community. And I would like to consider myself a part of the Fountain Theater community.
Freight is about Abel Green, who is an African American who travels through many different lifetimes or incarnations to discover what can help him to elevate to a higher plane of existence. What led me to create Freight was I got an opportunity to myself and five other playwrights pick a painting from the Ackland Museum and to create a 10-minute play based on that painting. And I chose a painting by Rose Piper, which is a picture of an African-American on what looks like a freight train, a boxcar, and it's an abstract painting. I was thinking about this concept or this idea that we all come to this plane of existence to learn something, and until we learn that thing, then we keep coming back until we can get what that spirit needs, and then we can ascend. And so freight represents what often holds us back in life are the things that we're not able to let go of. And The Fountain has just been incredible. I'm very, very humbled and proud of the theater's been around for 30 years. It's an honor to have freight at The Fountain, and I'm extremely pleased with the production.
So The Fountain Theater is maybe the most intimate of theater experiences you're going to have in Southern California. It's definitely up there. I don't think it seats more than 99 people. It's probably that 99-seat equity contract. But intimate theater is as challenging, in my opinion, as large-scale theater. And in some ways, it's even more difficult because it has to be perfect. There is no room and no facade to remove the viewer from the performance. So every moment needs to be authentic. It means your actor has to be impeccable. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt, J. Alphonse Nicholson, who is the star of this basically one-man play, is endlessly watchable. He is magnetic, warm, thoughtful, smart, and he connects with the audience constantly. And he's constantly making multiple connections with the audience. Individually, with me, with people sitting next to me, in a way that isn't confrontational, but allows you to really emotionally connect with the story. It is a remarkable, remarkable piece of work. It is also written exquisitely by Howard L. Kraft. These five gentlemen that we hear their stories, yes, they're all African-American men. But they're also all flawed. They live in a world that is flawed, yes. But they're also flawed themselves. They have made mistakes. They are dealing with the repercussions of some of those mistakes. It is so wonderfully written. It is so deftly acted and exquisitely directed. And I don't want to take anything away from this. The set design for this tiny stage is so good. And it's this, basically the whole thing takes place on a subway train that changes as we jump era to era to era to era. It's absolutely amazing. And I can't say enough good things about it. So it's a high recommend. Please go see Freight, the five incarnations of Abel Green, currently playing at the Fountain Theater until December 16th. Go to fountaintheater.com for more information.